Okay, so I'm going to start. I'm just going to give you a few more macomos. No, it's just a sentiment, but yesterday I'm very hectic. Yes. Okay, so a couple of more macomos. Just a thought. And we're going to start, as we discussed, with the cases that we've seen and with the Gemara on Daf Kaf and with, Uberes. So we'll start with that in just a minute, try to build the picture that you've already seen. But just to add to that, just a couple of things. So on the Sugya Lamed Hei, on Beis Lamed Vav Amud Aleph that we're going to speak about today, the Ramban and Tosas, but we'll speak about the Ramban hopefully today already. Tosas to Bramasul Kipligi and the Ramban, I think I already mentioned to look at those, and the Rosh and the Rajba, Tosa Rosh, just, the different formulations about the relationship between Beres and Ase Balav, that we'll talk about hopefully already today. In addition to that, just a couple of other sugyas to look at quickly. The Gemara on Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, the Mishnah, Hayivama lo tachlo tzvelo tesyabim, ad sheyesh lo gimel chadashim, meaning the issue of Chana, and then the Gemara in Mem Aleph on the base, bishloma lo tesyabim, until, again, this principle, kala olo yibo mo lo chalitza. That's one of the parallels that I think I mentioned to you already. And then Tosis on Mem Aleph on the base, Kara, and Rashi there, Ella. We'll talk about Rashi also on Daf Gimel in a minute. And then also the Gemara Mem Dalid on Mud Aleph, Nisha Yonasui, and the Gemara's discussion, right? Uniyabim Litravayu, Kamashmon Dasir Ali Yvemto Riba, until that point. Again, Sokadai Dachaminich Erba Broi Kaimav Tisyavim Tsarasa, Kamashmon, thank you, Dasira, Ali Yvemto Riba. So that Gemara. And the Tosis there also, Uniyabim Lechada. These are things that we've seen a little bit in some other contexts. Kol She'ena Ola, the Tosis there as well. But Cheresh and Cheresh. And the Ramban, which also we saw earlier in the year when we talked about Hitra. A lot of these Marmakomos, for understandable reasons, overlap each other. So the Ramban, partly what he says anyway, about Hachi Garcina Benuski, Uniyabim, and so on. I want to see those. We also want to see the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Mishnah there on Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Hamelach Lo Don Velo Donin Oso, and then the Gemara on Yud Tes Amud Beis, Lo Cholitz Velo Lo Chelutz Velo Cholzin, Till Mitzvah Shiny, and Rashi there, Dibramas Lo Kalitza, the Rambam, famous Rambam, Mitochas Malachim, Perik Beis, Halacha Gimel. The Meira, I think I gave it a look at already, Chaf Amud Beis and Chaf Amud Aleph, we'll hopefully discuss that today. Then also the Gemara, I'm not sure if we did this previously or not, but the language of the Gemara on Vav Amud Aleph, here, Yivamos, Ela Mishum Deika Lemifrach Malahanach Shekein Hechsher Mitzvah, and the Rashi, Ella. And Tosis also, Shekein Hechsher Mitzvah, also relevant to this. And Ramban on Vav Amud Aleph as well, Malahanach Shekein Hechsher Mitzvah. And then I mentioned the Yerushalmi, so the Yerushalmi in Yavamos, I told at the end of the Perik Yud Beis, Halacha, I think it's Halacha Vav. Is Tani Chalitza Nai, we mentioned it already, Is Tani Chalitza Shabach, until... that's the end of the Masechta, literally, in the Yerushalmi. And then the Beis Shmuel, I think we mentioned also, in Kuf Samach Dalid, his take on it. Just one second. What else did I miss? Okay, those are things we did. Yeah, also just very briefly, I don't know if I get a chance to do, I wanted to get a chance to do more of this, but the question of the standards for Yibum and Chalitza, like in certain issues in light of all of this, I'll explain what the connection is in a minute, but the discussion about Edi Kiyum, those of you who last year discussed it, and this year we touched on it, do you need Edi Kiyum for Yibum and Chalitza? And is it possible to be mechalek between Yibum and Chalitza. That seems to be Machlokas that come in. In the Book of Yosef, and in the Rambam, and so on. But if you just, the famous Reb Chaim, if you just look at that, just for the bigger idea, that's Perek Dalet, Halacha, Tes, Zion. That's the other Rambam and Dovah Sibah, other than the ones we've been spending so much time on. Earlier, a couple weeks ago, I think we mentioned the Ramban about Chalitza and its Islamic understanding, which just again, see that formally. That's a Kuf Gimel of a Beis, Dibra Maskil Sandal, and also the Xos about Shlichus, Kuf Pei Beis Beis. We'll probably examine these more, but at least I want to get, kind of as a bullet point at least, and to try to connect some of these themes to each other. Basically, I'm interested in, pursuing, the different nature or character of Yibum and Chalitza, vis-a-vis things like Ede Kiyum and Mitzvah Lihanos and, Yeshno B'Shlichus, and of course the significance of that. And then the other Yerushalmi that I wanted was Gimel Aleph, a Rebbe Omar Chalitza Kinyan. Again, it's quoted by Rishonim a lot, and so on. And of course, the Mishnah, which we started with at the beginning of the year, the Mishnah in Kiddushin Daf Beis Amud Aleph, question of Kones Atzma in a regular Ishus, and in the case of Chalitza, the expression Kona Atzma. And I think I mentioned this also either last year, this year, or both, but the discussion also of the Rashash, on the Mishnah, the beginning of Sanhedrin, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, and the Nord of Yehuda and the Or Zeruah about whether get requires a bezin, is the reference there to gittin, is it to chalitza, but the relationship between chalitza and gittin, that's the Rashash on Beis Amud Aleph, and that's pretty much. I probably might add a few things, but that's to fill out this topic. Okay. So, what is this topic? So we've discussed it quite a bit, and there aren't so many surprises, but there are issues to try to pin down a little better. We promised that we would, and we'll try, and it's still going to be a work in progress because there are still other things that we will see. Okay, so again, technically our question is, when do we apply the principle of kola olal yibum olal chalitza kol she'en olal yibum ein olal chalitza, which implies, that basically yibum and chalitza are a package deal, at least in one respect, that when you have one, you have the other, and you can't separate them. That would be the, at least the surface impression of that statement, and that's a statement that appears throughout the Masechta already. Beginning on Daf Gimel and again on Daf Aleph and so on and so forth. Some of the other Gemaras have gone to look at Lamed Hey and Mem Aleph and so on and so forth. And on the other hand, you have cases throughout the Masechta, where it appears that there is Chalitza, without Yibum. I guess highlighted by the Xeris HaKasuv of Rav Yudal Amarav, but that part of the question is whether it's because of that and what the scope of that is. But basically, if you were to pose this question, one way to pose it is like, what is the, what is the rule and what is the exception, or how do you, how are these two statements, Kol Ha'ol Yibum, Mo L'Chalitza, Kol She'en Ol Yibum, Mo L'Chalitza, compatible with this idea of how, Yevemto Hasha'ara, that there is a case of Yibum without, without Chalitza. So is one basically halacha and the other is not? One the rule and the other an exception? Is it an exception, is logically, internally logically compelling? Or is it more just an exception or something that we don't really fully understand? But obviously, this is the avoda to try to figure out, how expansive, kola ola is, and how expansive, the exceptions are. So, of course, there are many approaches to that. But before we discuss that, we could, the bigger, you know, question here is, we could look at this in a very narrow way, and we need to, like any other topic. Real insight is certainly in the details. I'm not going to talk about the devil being in the details, but the insight that emerges comes from knowing the cases and, you know, the habaminas, and especially, you know, figuring out the entire evidence, you know, and how it all fits in together. But, and, you know, part of that will provide direction in terms of, you know, how this is the Sigzeiros HaKasuv, but it doesn't really tell us much about, you know, either institution, or on the contrary, maybe it's like a very pivotal, you know, linchpin idea, you know, in Yibum. That's part of what we're interested in, but it's important to know that there's like a bigger backdrop, and part of the question is what impact that backdrop has. And that backdrop is things that we have also been discussing all year round, but it's important, again, just to remember them and to keep them in mind. And there are a bunch of them, and their interrelationship is part of the, you know, complexity as well. So just to name a few, we'll just start off with the, you know, with the phenomenon that we noted in the very beginning of the year, and that is that it's very rare in the world of halakha, right, to have, like, alternative mitzvahs. Like, normally, you know, there's a clear direction, a clear, like, response, you know, to most, you know, circumstances. You're supposed to do things in this situation, but it's not the only one. You know, we have, you know, the Torah allowing for the possibility, you know, of either Yibum or Chalitza. And surely that is unusual. And that's why the Mishnah in the first parak of Bechoros, right, connects it also with, you know, Petar Kamar, the Arifa, and the Pidyon. That doesn't mean that they are identical, right, but it is a good parallel. And that's also part of the discussion a little bit in Rambam and Raivid. We'll get back to that, you know, hopefully. But as a paradigm, the idea, it's rare, not unheard of, but it's rare, and therefore, you know, there's a strong association between the cases that exist for, you know, there to be an alternative, you know, and then again, the question of preference and, you know, how absolute that preference is, you know, and whether the circumstances dictate. But, you know, that's partly what complicates, you know, this whole question. And the fact that, you know, there is, in addition to the question, for the objective phenomenon of there being, you know, two alternatives, so the question of also Kedima, and whether the Kedima question, you know, is a, you know, question Doraisa, Durabanan, you know, within the Doraisa, Abishol and the Chachamim and the different, you know, views, you know, on the contrary, like Abishol is very complex, as we've noted. You know, you could argue that, you know, the fact that he, you know, especially if you don't take the view of the Rambam and those who think that Abishol is based on Dekuya. But, you know, if it's all within the Hutra perspective, so then the, you know, extremely high aspiration that Abishol has for Yibum, namely that it requires, you know, Rishma, you know, that it not be mixed up with ulterior motives, you know, things that would, let's say, downgrade the you know, the pureness of motive, is, you know, in the end, you know, what ironically, you know, makes Chalitza Kodemes, you know, not because it's a Lechatchila, but because, you know, the Lechatchila, you know, is so Lechatchila that, you know, that its standards, you know, can undermine, you know, its application. So anyways, without going to so much detail, you have this phenomenon of alternatives. And you also have this question of Kadima and the question of, you know, understanding the issue of Kadima. So again, when the, you know, that in combination with the Gemara, again, each of these issues is a topic with details. And then when the Gemara says, I'm not Chavalef, you know, that, you know, Chalitza, when talks about Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, and whether or not, you know, Chalitza, you know, isn't always something that would undermine Ase Dochalos Ase of Yibum, because it would always be Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, and the Gemara has a line of Chalitza B'Mokom Yibum, you know, in a mitzvah, right? So obviously that too, you know, highlights this question, because the more you see these as, I mean, there's a double issue, right? One is an issue in Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, you know, Efshel with what level of deficit, right? Obviously, if it's something as Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, you know, where you could accomplish the same thing, you know, and being without deficit, then that's a, you know, an obvious Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. Let's say you could accomplish exactly the same thing, but with some, you know, deficit. How much deficit, you know, detracts from Efshel L'Kayim Shneim? But then when you have, like, you know, alternatives, you know, so the question of Efshel L'Kayim Shneim becomes even more complicated. Because you could have said that, you know, Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, even if you have two equal options, right, equally attractive, let's say, you know, nonetheless, that's, you know, that's not, you know, part of the calculus when you talk about Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. But if you look at Efshel L'Kayim Shneim in the most pragmatic way, like, you know, let's say Ase Dochalos Ase in something that is, you know, very b'di'evet or d'chuya, then you'll say, oh, you know, you'll be willing to suffer greater deficits, but you'll also, you know, you won't really care so much, you know, if the alternative isn't the same, you know, solution, you know, with a, you know, with a deficit, whether that deficit is a weight or some other things, you know, even if it's an alternative that is different, even if it's an alternative that may be inferior, right? The more you're like, you know, feel the counter pressure of dechuya, you know, that Efshel L'Kayim Shneim may still apply. However, the more you think of, you know, Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, you know, and Ase Dochalos Ase, you know, in terms of, you know, creating some sort of, like, you know, Redisim, or like Ramban, this Perish Al HaTorah, like, you're just trying to figure out, like, you know, is there enough tziruf here? Is it, like, an issue? Is there pressure at all? So then the idea that, you know, it would be Efshel L'Kayim Shneim because there's some other different alternative, as long as you acknowledge it to be different, you know, even, you know, if it's, you know, inferior, you know, the idea that, you know, chalitza b'mokom yibum, you know, eino mitzvah, doesn't necessarily have to mean that it's inferior. It could just mean that, you know, we're talking about apples and oranges. We're talking about two different, you know, methods, or maybe even, you know, very radically different methods. And therefore, you know, that doesn't come into, that doesn't break, you know, it's not within the world, let's say, of Yibum, just to use the example. You know, these two things are, you know, in a internal triage. I'm using language that, you know, we've used all year long. So for those who came in the middle of the year, I feel a little bit badly. But you probably already pick up on the point. But when we were talking earlier in the year about Ase Dochalos Ase, we spoke a few more, and the Ramban in particular about Abba being Docha Sayira, you know, so I was trying to explain that, you know, it's you know, Laban are certainly more chomor to violate than Essen, and as an act of merit, you know, abstaining from an Ase, you know, is very different than, you know, Kumba Ase and actual violating the Lab on both levels, both the, you know, activism of it and also the severity of it, you know, but that a way to look at Ase Dochalos Ase is, and, you know, is basically that you want to, you know, you encounter a situation, you're not choosing, you know, to do a lav in order to fulfill an Ase, but you encounter a situation where, you know, you can't, accomplish both the ase and the lav, and you're trying to figure out from a purely spiritual point of view, right? What is the, what does the Ribbono Shel Olam want from you, basically? Like, what's the best, when there's no rebellious aspect and mimela, something needs to, be sacrificed, almost like an onus, So what are you supposed to do? But you can only, make that calculus if you have a certain kind of tziruf, if you really look at these things together. And the point is that Efshel Lekayim Shneim, I think that's what I was suggesting earlier in the year, that I didn't think, I mentioned that the Rav in his shiurim suggested that clearly Aseh Dochalos Aseh is a dechuya, because as the factor of Efshel Lekayim Shneim, and as opposed to, let's say, things like Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, etc., which sometimes applies even when, even when Efshel Lekayim Shneim. And I was suggesting that there's another issue, and that always is, anything that's Hutra, still needs to be Mitzura. Like, you still have to be looking at these things, as being connected. And sometimes Efshel Lekayim, in some issues, and maybe not in others, is what determines not Hutra and Dechuya, but, the Tziruf that allows for the Hutra. Anyway, I don't want to get too immersed with this. I'm just trying to say that in addition to the question of, the phenomenon of, there being two alternatives here, and then the second question about Kedima, and that being a complicated question in its own right, and then there's the third question of whether this constitutes Efshar or not Efshar Lekayim Shneim. I'm just trying to point out that in that question, there are different places to draw the line. And when the Gemara says, the question is, do we paskin that chalitza, the makom yibum, ain't a mitzvah? Just to highlight it, the Beis Shmuel, as we noted in Simen Kuf Ayin Dalet Sif Katan Gimel, before he starts talking about the Matsu Gushasa and all the other things, discusses this problem itself. Like, how do you know that Aseh Dochalos Aseh applies to Yibum, Chayvei Lavin, Lamaskana? Maybe it's Efshel Lekayim Shneim. Ah, the Gemara says, Chalitza B'makom Yibum, Eina Mitzvah. So maybe we don't paskin like, maybe that depends on Abishol and the Chachamim. And then he goes on to say, is that Rabbanan, is it Doraisa? He assumes it depends whether it's Rabbanan or Doraisa. It could be even, if it's Doraisa, that still doesn't determine completely, because we've said Abishol and the Chachamim are unique. But I'm just pointing out that there is also, you could think, and some Rishonim for sure say it, we'll have to look at the Rishonos, that, this goes to the question. Again, that's what the Beis Shmuel was, assuming in the question of, preference. If it's more lechatchila to do Yibum than to do, chalitza, and if it isn't just a small preference, it's a big preference, then that's a very easy way to explain chalitza b'makom Yibum, eina mitzvah. And the more you think that it is, a tikkun, we'll get to those formulations in just a second, a bidiyeved, and so on, born of, the impossibility of doing yibum, or, when you're ignoring yibum, but inappropriately, the easier it is to explain that line, that chalitza b'makom yibum ain't a mitzvah. I'm just pointing out that it isn't so simple. And that, the issue of Efshel Lekayim Shneim, if it isn't just about, your alternatives per se, but it's about, determining whether or not internally, there is like a clash to accomplish or not, then the fact that, there's an alternative, but it's a different alternative already, I'm just repeating what I said a second ago, already may determine that, ain't a mitzvah, not ain't a mitzvah because it's b'dyeved or it's a huge gap, between the preference and so on. But ain't a mitzvah meaning, these are two different paths. And therefore, that doesn't come into play for Efshel Lekayim Shneim. So the question of how much deficit internally And also, will you ever say Efshe L'Kayim, Efshe L'Kayim, I'm sorry, Efshe L'Kayim Shneim, when you talk about two different categories, even if there is no deficit? Or how much deficit between the two paths is necessary to say that? These are all questions that touch on both Efshe L'Kayim Shneihem, as well as the relationship between Yibum and Chalitza. So that's why in our Hakdama, just to go back to it for just a minute, it was so important to identify some of the formulations that we find already in the Rishonim, regarding this relationship, right? So when we talked about bracha, right, and when we talked about nishba labat elasamitzvah, in particular, do you make a bracha on Yibum? Do you make a bracha on Chalitza? Can you make a bracha on one if you don't make a bracha on the other? All the different shitas that we encountered. So things like calling Chalitza, like a mitzvah haba b'aveira, or like the equivalent of a lav anitak la'aseh, or a bracha, a kilkul, or things of that sort, were very important, because they certainly highlight this idea, of chalitza, being perceived, as a backup and a b'dieved backup, ain't a mitzvah, not in the more subtle way that I just explained a minute ago, but in the bigger ways, you're supposed to do yibum, like the language of psukim seem to say you're supposed to do yibum, and if you don't, it's chalitza. But that, could be definitional. That's one way to take the psukim. Im lo yachbots, lo chopets, is part of the hagdara and the mechayiv of chalitza. In which case, you can get formulations like, mitzvah baba beira or lava nitak, or klala or kilkul or whatever it is. You don't have to read the psukim that way. You can read the psukim more colloquially by saying, yibum is preferable. That doesn't mean that chalitza is a booby prize or something like that. But you're going to do yibum because there's obviously lachim lachim shem b'Yisrael. If it's any kind of whatever it means, whether it's about legacy, or it's about nachla or it's about protecting all the different things that we've seen. That part I think is pretty clear. Right, Akiva says I shouldn't say the words Baruch Hashemesh, because it has a different connotation in the context of recent events, but it's clear that Yibum accomplishes things that Chalitza doesn't, even though, as we'll see just in formulations, Yerushalmi does try to suggest that there's a constructive aspect of Chalitza too. Even if it's constructive, obviously it falls short of what Yibum does. So the im lo yachbots, im lo chafetz, et cetera, can reflect the reality. Why would anybody not do Yibum? The answer is, there's a little bit of a disappointment there. That doesn't mean that the hagdara of chalitza, it's an explanation maybe, and it's also, a statement maybe of priority in ideal circumstances, certainly. It doesn't mean that the mechayiv of chalitza, it's the background to chalitza, not necessarily the mechayiv and the hagdara of chalitza. Everybody with me? So what those words mean in Parshas Ki Teitze are very important. But if you're going to call it a mitzvah baba beira or lava nitak or a mitzvah shel kilkul or a get or something like that, which is totally understandable, then you're basically saying that, the psukim are just the background, the psukim are the hagdara. And then, of course, you're going to be left with the challenge of figuring out, what that means for our bigger topic, the kola ola versus the, exceptions, et cetera. So again, if this is about, sealing the misa, because you cut off the avenue for some sort of continued existence of the brother who was a mace but whose legacy could otherwise continue, if you want to emphasize in chalitza you know, the aspects of Avelus, or, you know, this is, you know, this is sealing his death. Till now, she was Aisha Sandeish. Now he's, you know, a Mace Gomor. The things that we've seen already, Tosa Shantz, and a bit of, you know, Bechayim, this Perish on the Torah, and other things. You know, if all of that is part of the definition of Chalitza, so those things really do highlight, not an alternative, and, you know, and just the background for it, but, you know, it's part and parcel of the what Chalitza is. So that, you know, is a much easier read for sure of Eina Mitzvah. It's just not, you know, the necessary one. But the alternative is to say, no, it's not a mitzvah of Abaveir, and it's not a Lava Nitak, and if these things happen, they also happen, but that isn't what defines Chalitza. Chalitza is, you know, a real option, maybe even has some positive or constructive, the fact that you need the Chalitza, you know, the fact that the Chalitza highlights that even though you're not doing Yibum, there's an acknowledgement, you know, of the responsibility, you know, and you know, and so on. So maybe even a Kiyum in it, you know, and so on. So again, going back to, you know, the Brachos questions and the Nishba Labata, I'm just trying to, you know, provide the background here. So when in Nishba Labata, when the Tashbetz and others, Rubash, were discussing, you know, is it Nishba Labata if you negate both only, let's say you negate one, let's say you negate Yibum, is that more of a Nishba Labatel than negating the, you know, the Chalitza? If you negate both, you have to do it, you know, B'Basachas. All those interesting questions and the formulations that were part of that, like, oh, you know, this is like Pas and Yayin, you know, for Kiddush, or this is like, you know, Kula Lashem, you know, or Kula Lachem, like all those lines are really very, very important. And, you know, this is, you know, Yibam and Chalitza, they're two sides of the same coin. They're just two ways of the real mitzvah, the common denominator mitzvah, which is, you know, being matir like the Zika. Assuming that the Zika is something that comes automatically, the Misas Ha-Baal, B'libanim. Right, and now the mitzvah, the overriding common mitzvah, is to be, you know, matir the zika. But of course, there are two ways, and there might be preferences. But basically, they're basically then two sides of the same coin. Or, you know, as the Tashbetz, you know, suggested in his formula, no, it's the opposite. Like there's a mitzvah lekarev, you know, and that's a preferable. And if not, then there's a mitzvah lerachek. But you can't say that lekarev and lerachek are two. It's not, you know, the zika. Or being poter the Zika, you know, not with a test and not with a tuf, you know, not exempting it and not solving it. It's the, you know, there are basically two different mitzvos here. There's a mitzvah to marry her, alternatively, there's a mitzvah to, you know, to be poter her or to do chalitza, you know, with her. Of course, you can't do both mitzvah, again, you know, if you take the view that there's a single mitzvah, which is to be batir the zika, you know, so, you know, then it's understandable, you know, why you don't have to do both, or you couldn't do both, you know, because they're just two ways of accomplishing, two applications of the mitzvah. If the idea is, you know, to do yibum, and then there's another chiyuv to do chalitza, so either you look at them all as alternatives, or you look at them, you know, even as, you know, there are two different impulses. You know, you have two mitzvahs here. But of course, again, even if you don't look at them so much as alternative, each one's a mitzvah, but each one is mafkia, the other mitzvah, you know, makes it just impossible to do. So these are very different. All I'm trying to suggest is that these are all very different ways of looking at Yibam and the Chalitza, and these impact the question of, you know, Efshe L'Kayim Shneim. And they certainly impact how you understand or the possibility of an exception, you know, to that rule. Okay, so that's the background, and that's why also in the end of this want to just look very briefly at some of the like other you know kind of issues, which again are not my fault, but they're complicated in their own right because they have their own, you know, dynamic. But things like, you know, the level of das, you know, or a kiyum, you know, that is required for Yibum, that is required for Chalitza, the possibility of Shlichus, and what, you know, the significance of that is. You know, these other issues and others, you know, how do they fit into this to this picture? Good. So let's start with, but with the two extremes, right? Kol ola liibum, ola lechalitza, and the exception, you know, of Rav Gidl. Right. So kol ola liibum, ola lechalitza, we're familiar with. It comes on the Gimel Amud Aleph. What's the context of Gimel Amud Aleph, Yehuda? Well, the Gemara was weighing something else, and the Gemara says, no.
Kol ola.
What? No, on Gimel Amud Aleph. That's Chaf Amud Aleph, right? And Gimel Aleph was in context of Tzara, right? Right. The Gemara had wanted to know about the possibility, right? Just important to know, and we'll look at each one. But yeah, we're now just trying to discuss for a minute. Like, is this, are these natural halakos? Are, you know, are they you know, mechudash? Right? Are they the rule? Are they the exception? It certainly sounds like Kol Ola Liibum is the rule, and it sounds like Rav Gidl, if it exists at all, is the exception. Right? But it's just, you know, where we're applying this rule is consequential, you know, to the question of how mutually exclusive it should be with Rav Gidl. Right? So what is it? What is Gimel Amud Aleph, just to remind us again? So that's with regard to Tzara. I mean, the Ptur Tzara, you know, maybe for Yibum, but maybe not for Chalitza. Okay. Now that's very significant. Midas Ahava Mina. How so?
In that, I mean, especially if you think it's like a silik or the other one, then the ability to do
right. In other words, one of the things we're looking at, you know, is to try to figure out, like, obviously, the more, the question is what, you know, what the criterion is of kol ola liibum. And you know, obviously, for Rav Gidl or the equivalent of Rav Gidl, you know, on the other side. So obviously, the more we spend some time doing, that's why I wanted to do this now, you know, the idea that there are different levels of exclusion, you know, of Yibum, you know, is now very clear to us, right? Minakal elakaved, the question is to figure out, you know, what impact they have on kol ola liibum. Meaning, there are cases where, you know, Yibum is excluded, you know, or the Zika to any Yibum is excluded in a very fundamental way, right? Like Erva itself, let's say. The 15 arayos of the Mishnah, right, are excluded, right, in a big way, and it's easy to say about them. One would think, you know, that there's just like there's no tvisas kiddushin, that there's no zikas yibum, you know, and therefore the idea that any of these 15 do not, you know, also do not require chalitza, is very reasonable. As for tzara, right, that is, you know, one step removed, right? Maybe less so if tzara always reduces into eishasach. But even then, the fact that, you know, it's eishasach, you know, which is part of the story of chiyuv yibum, right? And the fact that, again, all the things that we talked about earlier, the fact that it's eishasach, even when there's more than one, you know, brother, so it's both Eishas Ach and not at the same time. And the fact that it's Eishas Ach in a secondary and derivative way, rather than being like, you know, even something like Eishas Achim Shalom Yabolamo, you know, which is, or, you know, Eishas Ach Mitzad, you know, Imo, or something like that, you know, all of this, even if you were to say Mishum Eishas Ach, makes it less, you know, acute in terms of its negation of Yibum, and by extension, you know, exclusion of probably chalitza in the process as well. And certainly that is the case if you take the view, the other view, you know, of tzaras erba, you know, as an oser, not just as a poter. Well, we're saying that, you know, there's some sort of virtual erba. Right? But even with that, if once you're invoking, you know, eishes hak, and once you're invoking even, you know, tzaras erba ke erba, you know, so the hava mina, you know, that there would be, chalitza, right, is surely something to think about, right? It either means that chalitza has like a zika of its own, right? Either there's a zika legabi yibun and a zika legabi chalitza. I'm talking about freezing the hava mina for a moment, right? That there isn't as much of an exclusion of Zika Liibum, you know, as you might think. And that's what I meant about, well, it is Eishasach, but it's not Eishasach, you know, to the extent that it affects the other brothers and secondary, and it's virtual, you know, as Tzara. You might have thought that Tzara, you know, doesn't go, etc. But either way, the point is that the Hava Mina here about Tzara on all perspectives is interesting, right? And may point to the idea that even where there's no Zika Ligibum, that there is still, you know, a category of Chalitza. Meaning there would be Chalitza, this would be in the Hava Mina, double Chiddush, there would be Chalitza, you know, even though there is no Zika Liibum, or unless this is a kind of Zika Liibum, right? And also, you know, you might have thought that, okay, so just the fact that Yibum is excluded in a fundamental way would torpedo Chalitza, you know, even if there was a Chalitza, even if there was a Zika LeChalitza, right? So it's hard to know what the Maskana is, but definitely the Maskana is upheld here. In other words, in the end, we're saying that Tzara, you know, however you take it, right, is excluded from Chalitza like it is from Yibum. Now, the easiest way to say that is, you know, that, oh yes, it's Eishasach, or oh yes, it's Tzaras Erva, you know, Ke'erva, meaning there's no Zika, and that's the Kobeya. But you also could say that in Ochanami, you know, there is a Zika, right? Because even the Hafka from Yibum here, you know, is less intense, but that's harder to say. But maybe there's a Zika LeChalitza. But since, nonetheless, there's a fundamental exclusion in Yibum, you know, maybe you don't need a Zika exclusion, right, in order to negate Chalitza, correct? Right? Substantive p'tur or hafka of Yibum, even when there is a Zika, would be hard to know, right? What we do know is that Rashi here, at least, is very helpful, right? Udo, what does he say? Just in explaining the Maskana, at least. Wait, so which one are you reading? One second. Hava mina b'chatz kaltza. First of all, Rashi. Shelo lahafkia mitzvas yibum.
Right.
So first of all, that is interesting.
Right. Sorry, yeah.
That's an interesting line in Rashi. The question is, what does Rashi mean by that? I mean, if you would do chalitza, right, that would, you know, be the benefit for that would be, right? Or that flows from the mitzvah. There could be a mitzvah yibum, right? Even when you cannot implement yibum.
Just a clarification point. Sorry to go.
Yeah.
Our second option of reading the maskana that there is a zika for chalitza, the exclusion of yibum for the
a fundamental exclusion of yibum, still torpedoes Chalitza. Meaning, even if there would be like an inferior Zika to Chalitza, I don't mean that, you know, I mean there isn't. But the point is, it's not because there's no Zika, it's because even if there was Zika, any fundamental exclusion of Yibum, by definition, makes Chalitza, you know, moot.
But if the two things are totally separate, so why would that be true? Meaning, like, in the first answer to Mascara, we say they're inherently tied together, they have the same Zika, so if I torpedo one, it acts on the
other. Right.
In the second one, if they're independent Chalitza and Yibum,
they may be dependent in theory to whether or not, meaning it doesn't have, I don't know whether there's any, you know, practical application, but what I'm saying is, it's not necessarily true that because there's no Zika Liyibum, you know, that in theory there couldn't have been a Zika Chalitza, but what may be true is that Chalitza is by definition a secondary response to, you know, to the abstention or the lack of, you know, implementing Yibum, and therefore either always or at least when that is a fundamental exclusion, you know, then, you know, then there just won't be Chalitza, because part of what I was saying before, part of the Hagdara, let's say, of Chalitza is the squandering or the choice, let's say. Now, it doesn't have to be a choice, or it could be the absence of an alternative of Yibum. Right. If it's choice, then it would always depend on, you know, whether it's a choice. That's harder to say. Once you start looking at the other cases, right? Yes, I don't mean that the, although, you know, maybe it expresses itself another way. I just meant that in theory, even if there was a possibility of saying that, let's say the Zika comes from the mitzvah of Yibum. Let's say, so okay, good. So there's no Zika Yibum, but there's a mitzvah Chalitza. There should be a Zika too. The answer is there would be, except there's no mitzvah because the mitzvah part is undermined because of its connection to the abandonment of Yibum. Okay. But again, it's interesting that Rashi, the way Rashi zeroes in on the Havamina here, which is Shelo Lafkia Mitzvah Sibum, meaning, like, there's a broader Mitzvah Sibum, you know, the fact that she is a Yibama. So at least, you know, the Havamina was, right, the Havamina is assuming, you know, that there is a Zika L'Chalitza, right? Maybe in this case is, you know, maybe because the Zika Liyibum in this case is only Mufka, you know, in a lesser way. We're talking about Tzara. But either way, there is a Zika Liyibum. And the assumption is that, you know, that there's also benefit for Yibum. So, like, what's the benefit for the Yibum if it isn't just, you know, a tikkun, if you want to call it, you know, for having abandoned, you know, Yibum, which wasn't an option here. So what Rashi's saying seems to be is Shelo Lafkia Mitzvah Sibo, meaning there is a Zika, and in the broader mitzvah, you know, of Yibum, again, let's say you wanted to take the formulation of the mitzvah is to be poter the Zika, or the mitzvah is, you know, to make some statement that at least establishes, you know, that this marriage, you know, needs that kind of a matir, because, you know, marriages without children, you know, really do continue, you know, even la'achar misa. So like this, these words, shelo lafkia mitzvos yibum, doesn't mean maisa yibum. You know, it means, you know, this broader mitzvah to take care of the yibama, to do something, not just to ignore the reality of misa b'li banim. And a kamash, just give me one more second. Aval yivum elo mishum gzeras hakasov dilitzor. Again, unless you want to emphasize that part, meaning, you know, the whole litzror is in this line of Rashi is, or in this line of the Gemara, is more of a chiddush. The Gemara is thinking you could distinguish between, you know, arayos, you know, directly and tzara. So, you know, there's a mitzvah yibum, you just can't implement it. And, you know, therefore, there is not only a Zika l'chalitza, you know, but chalitza is your way of relating to, you know, this unrealized you know, but still kalos yibud. I'm zeroing out on the top of this. I think that they kind of highlight the options, you know, which still may, you know, echo the maskan. So it's hard to know whether Rashi is saying, emphasizing, you know, the first point or the second point. But either way, he's working hard. Kamash from Amas Nisan, go ahead. Yeah. And then he adds, Kala O, because he understands the problem. Yeah. So this is a packed Rashi. So as we noted in the beginning of the year when we read this Gemara, right, Yehuda? There's an extra word here that Rashi, you know, mentions twice. Namely, the word Zika. Right? It doesn't say in the Gemara, Kala Ola Lezika Sibum, Ola Lezikas Chalitza, and so on. It doesn't say that at all. It says, Kala Ola Yibum, Ola Chalitza. Right? So Rashi, at least here, seems to be emphasizing that this isn't some, you know, Xeris HaKasuv that we can't understand. You know, some, like, you know, if you don't have both options, you know, then you don't have either option, or Chalitza, by definition, you know, is dependent upon choice, or Chalitza, by definition, is dependent upon, you know, the, you know, practical, or in some cases, the theoretical, you know, presence of a Yibum ignored. No, the Pashtus of Rashi is that the common denominator here is Zik. So Rashi went from, you know, explaining the Havamina. Again, I'm not sure, you know, whether the Reisha or the Seifa requires, you know, emphasis. I mean, if you emphasize the Seifa, we're saying, oh, there was, even in Sarah, there's a Zika too. He just can't fulfill it. You know? And then the Kamashmulin is, no, there's no Zika. Or the Havamina was, there's a separate Zika l'chalitza, because that's also part of the mitzvah of Yibum, meaning of taking care of the Yibama, not Yibum, you know, the Maisa v'lekochal aleisha v'yibma. Okay, but either way, Rashi's emphasis, and that's why Rashi, again, is troubled, like there should be no exceptions. So the answer is all exceptions are what? Mishum Safek. The problem with that is that it isn't true, right? It doesn't seem to be true. Because you have, especially, you know, which seems to be chalitza, and then along the way, you know, we have a whole bunch of other cases, you know. But this is a strict Orthodox Rashi saying the common denominator is zika. Boom. Good. The truth is that Rashi's difficulty, you know, in the end here is a little bit surprising given what he said, because actually the perspective that, you know, Kol Oli Yibum is about the common denominator of Zika, at least, you know, is probably the most flexible or the most potentially flexible perspective on Kol Oli Yibum to have exceptions. Because you could say, oh, this rule is based on the common denominator of Zika. It's not Xeris HaKasuv. It's not that the Hagdara of Chalitza is the ignoring or the abstaining or the whatevering absence of a, any sort of chalos or kiyum or maisa, you know, yibum. That, if you say those things, then explaining exceptions becomes more difficult. Because you should, at some point, you might want to think, but we don't have the luxury necessarily of saying it. And that is that, like, we don't really care why, we just care that. Right, if Lemaisa, he doesn't have choice. That's what I meant before. If, you know, he's not choosing, it's not lack of his chafetz. He's not, you know, Akzari. He's not, you know, the one who's, you know, putting the final, tombstone on the grave, or you know, ensuring, you know, the onset of her final, you know, avelus, you know, or whatever. Not his fault. We won't let him. We're tying his hands. Right? So if the idea was that the Hagdara of Chalitza was, you know, Nita Klase or something like that, but especially if it was based on, you know, some sort of Klala and so on and so forth, then, you know, then any exception becomes, you know, really problematic. Whereas, if you said, you know, that it's just a din in the common denominator of Zika. It's not about the relationship of Yibam and Chalitz at all. It's really just about, you know, the same reason why there's no Yibam, or, you know, even though it expresses itself, you know, on the Yibam part of it, you know, just renders, you know, the background of Chalitza. It's not, you know, it's not a Ptura Chalitza. It's, you don't know, you don't have the precondition, you know, for, you know, the Ramban has a line in Daf Chaf. We'll see the Ramban's in just a second, where he says, you know, about Chai Bei Krisos, at least, you know, that she's not a Yavama, right? Which maybe even, I'm not sure, like, what's more forceful to say, you know, there's no Zika? Probably say that she's not even a Yavama, right? So that's a line in the Ramban. He talks about Chai Bei Krisos. If she's not a Yavama, then, you know, then there's no Chalitza. You know, for the sin, and there's no Yibam. It has nothing to do with the relationship between Yibam and Chalitza. It has to do with the common denominator. But once that is the case, can't we conceive of situations where there's no Yibam, you know, even though there is a Zika for other reasons? Now, those other reasons might be, you know, reasons, you know, that are, you know, pragmatic, you know, we'll call it, you know, to use the Rajba and the Ramban's term on Lamed Hei Aleph Beis, which is an interesting, you know, phenomenon, you know, Mishum Davar Acher Gorem, mainly extraneous reasons. And then there may be more, you know, fundamental reasons, like, you know, there's an Ishus, you know, Kedusha problem, you know, in the Yibum, you know, itself. And even within those, you know, there are some that will say, that will, you know, say, well, and therefore there's no mitzvah Yibum, and some that will say there's no Kinyan Yibum. Right? And even if there's no mitzvah and no Kinyan Yibum, you know, there can be, well, there's no, you know, the flaw is like so fundamental, you know, that it, there's this, you know, it's not a, like an impediment to, it's just a hafkah. There's no Maisa Yibum, maybe there's no Gabra Yavama in that respect, even if there is a Zika. Oh, let's say it that way. Okay. But, or no, there's like an ambivalence, so, you know, you can't move forward, you know, but, you know, maybe if you were to go ahead and do the Yibum, you wouldn't be Kona. It's not quite that much Rega. You know, but it would be called the Maisa Yibum, as opposed to cases where it's not a Maisa Yibum at all. Okay. Anyway, so you get the idea. Okay. So this is the one Gemara. Right. Yeah.
So that is a Rashi, given that challenge that he thinks that it would preclude ever saying
that it would.
It would preclude ever saying Chalitza. So is it possible that he's just taking a much more pragmatic? His Zika just means mitzvah Yibum.
That Zika means
the befall.
I just think that adding the words and his explanation, you know, rejecting the Hava Mina, it doesn't sound that way to me. For me, I was like, I'm very. It could be. I mean, I can't. You know, but what does it mean? There's no Zika. Why not just say there's no implementable? You can't implement Yibum, then there's never Chalitza, because Chalitza is always the choice, or at least the absence of a viable Yibum. And that's what Chalitza. Why add the word Zika? It's just so clumsy. Also, like he's interpolating the word into. So I'm troubled by the question.
Maybe the Shitaso thinks like Mitzvah Yibum is the conglomerate in whatever shape or form of Yibum the Chalitza. So in the Havmi, he thought even if you couldn't perform one element, you can be mekayim it through the other. Now he's saying no, because of the common denominator.
No, so you could say it, but why put that on the Zika? I'm just saying. He adds the words, you know, kol ola lezikas yibum, ola lezikas, you know, chalitza. What you're saying works with the word zika.
That's what I was asking. Only a very pragmatic.
Yeah, no, maybe you're right.
Just
put it this way. I find it hard in the parshanut of Rashi. I wouldn't say. Let me say it this way. If it wasn't for the problem, I wouldn't. I would never interpret that way. So then it becomes, you know, the again, what I call the Sherlock Holmes question, you know. And that is the, what's the Sherlock Holmes question? I had mentioned it before.
Everything else is impossible.
Chalem? Where's your Conan Doyle? We want to get better. Everybody's supposed to get, you know, we're getting your literature
correct.
Excellent. Did you look it up or you just remember?
Yeah.
Amazing. Exactly. So I was once in London, you know, for like some thing I agreed to do. And I was, you know, walking, you know, with this fellow, and I was explaining him my, you know, view of what good shot was. And it just, like, crossed the street, and there was Baker Street. And the guy said, "This is Baker Street." And I said,
"Wow."
Okay. anyways, the, yeah, so I'm saying this is the question. I hear totally what you're saying. If this discrepancy, you know, disturbs us more, then I'm just saying, but like, what did he need to say that for? There's such an easier, much better and easier way to say, you know, the pragmatic perspective. So I'm not sure. Either way, what is Rashi going to say? You know, it's not true that every case is a case of suffix. That's vadai not true. Does he mean to say that all the other cases, you know, are only chalitza d'rabanan? That he might say. That's a popular view. We're going to get to that in just a second. Yeah.
Is there any reason to be medayik in Rashi to the fact that it's this interesting formulation where he says hold the patrik asin zikas yivam tur mina chalitza, and then he says kol zikas yivam ola zikas chalitza, and instead of saying again like. He could have said "Bekol Shein Ol Zika Yivam in Ol Zikas Zika Zikas Chalitza." Rather, he says
"Kol Shein Ol Zika Yivam." Oh, you mean "Tura Mina Chalitza"? I mean, like the more like what Natan said. I mean, if there's no Zikas Yivam, one second.
Meaning, saying that Rashi does.
Ol of Tura Mizikas Yivam. Ol of Patra Abbas Mizikas Yivam. Tura Mina Chalitza.
He
doesn't say Ptura. He doesn't say what you're all trying to be medayik. Is he doesn't say that there is no Zika. He's saying that there's a Ptur from the Zika, and therefore there's not Ola. He says Kol she'ena Ola. I don't want to spend too much time. Lezika sibum Ptura mina chalitza kol hecha dominan. Could be. Maybe you're right. Then you're saying what? Reinforcing.
Is it also like an option to see that? Rashi also still sees there being a more of a relationship between Yibam and meaning we were arguing.
That's
that
what Nathan said.
Yeah.
Suggested. Yeah. Yeah. No. Which is what I was saying. I think this again the more absolutist approach, where there's no exceptions, or any exceptions are going to be like you know really just exeris of kasuv or very very rare etc. Is much more likely if you take the. You know, that there's a direct correlation, you know, between, you know, the Hagdara of Chalitza, you know, is the absence of evil. I agree with that. So I think, again, maybe on the one hand, I'm impressed with his interpolation of Kola Ola Lezika Sibum, which I think is otherwise unnecessary. Both Natan and Yedidya are pointing out that in addition to the logical problem, which we'll get back to in just a second. It's also curious. He doesn't say kol she'eino olas yibum, you know, ein. I'm saying ptura minachalitza. It should have been ptura. It should have been mufka mechalitza.
Or just kol she'eino olas zikas yibum in olas zikas chalitza.
Well, no, zikas. That would imply that there are two different zikas. So that doesn't bother me. More the question of ptura as opposed to. Mufkas? I don't know whether we would expect Rashi to use that kind of language. I mean, you don't want there to be two Zikas.
But the first time he says it, he's not implying that there's two Zikas?
In the Havamina, there are probably two Zikas. All I'm saying is that in the Havamina, the assumption is either that there is not a Zika problem for the Yibum, it's an implementation problem for the Yibum, or that there is a Zika problem for the Yibum, but there's a separate Zika on the Chalitza. Okay? In the Havamina. Okay. Depending on whether you emphasize, as I say, the ratio, which is like, you know, you still have to deal broadly with the big mitzvah of Yibum, meaning not Yibum versus Chalitza, but, you know, solving the Yavama's, you know, situation, right? And then the next line is, and Sroor is only Xeris Akasu. Meaning it isn't, you know, it has the effect that there's no Yibum, but maybe it doesn't have, you know, a Hafka Zika because, you know, the Erva, maybe there's Hafka Zika. But is there really a Hafka Zika, you know, also for the Tzara? I'm saying that's an Ahava Mina. Then the Maskana is, and he add the word Zika, so that's why I thought it was a common denominator issue.
But
the word Ptura...
But he also has the word Zika for both, meaning Kol Ol Zika's Yibum, Ol Ol Zika's Chalitza. Does that also seem to make
Kol Ol, yeah. Kol Ol Zika's Yibum, Ol Ol Zika's Chalitza. Meaning that there's only one Zika. There's only one... Either way, it's strange. I'm not sure. Okay. Either way, just to, on the other point, is it true that everything is Mishum Safek? The answer is that's undeniable, but that's not true. Is it implied in Rashi here that the Chalit, all the other Chalitzas are Midrabanan? Maybe. That certainly is a view that we are familiar with. Right? We saw it in the Tshuva Sarajba. The Ramban has it, but the Ramban has it only, I think, you know, in a very specific point in the Havamin of the Gemara. I don't think the Ramban ever has it after that, which is, I think, ironic. We'll get to that, why that is in a minute. Either way, Gimel Amud Aleph is about Tzara. The Havamin is interesting. The Maskana is open for grabs as well. But, well, you know, either way, that is very... a crucial makar. The next makar, who is Yehuda, and is on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, and that is where we get into, you know, again. So the Mishnah has, this, you know, exception, right? Seemingly, because you have, you know, unlike Erva. Right, which is enemus yavemes lo choletzes for lo misyavemes. Right, but iser mitzvah and iser kedusha are choletzes velo misyavemes. So that's not suffek. Rashi knows that. Right, it's a straight out mishnah. Come on, I mean, it's right. So the question is, what is it? Correct. So what does the Gemara think that it is? So the Gemara originally thought. Now the question is it drabban or is it darais? So maybe Rashi here held that was, you know, drabban. And I say that would be consistent with that Tshuva Sarajba. And some of the Chachmei Provence and Spain, actually, the Rabba Brum and Ahar, can I tell you to look at this or not? No? Rabba Brum and Ahar quotes the Yad Ramah. The Meiri has two deos. The Tshuva Sarajba, as we know, has two deos, although it's a little complicated. I'll get to the Ramban in just a second. Meaning whether, you know, the case of the Mishnah, which ends up being ase velos ase, right, almana nesua lekoin gadol at least, whether or not that is doraisa or drabanan. Pashtus is that it's doraisa. However, as I said, we do have ample, you know, group of Rishonim, definitely minority. Let me see if I can find this here. Oh, it's on the board?
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay, go ahead, Yehuda.
Tomer
Holman at Torah. Okay. Then he disagrees.
Yeah.
Why? Ikar. Because Chalitza Shnios only Dindra Rabbanan. So definitely the Chalitza there is Minatora. So by extension, the chalitzas mina, they're the lack of yibum, is maybe the Rambam. That's what the Ramah would tell you. The Ramah would tell you that the reason this is all together is because they're drabanan. This is drabanan in this way, and that's drabanan in that way. Right. So again, the Ramah is associated with this shita, which gives it a lot of prominence, frankly. Go ahead. But certainly you can also understand what Rabbi Ramanahar is saying, which is, on a chalitza level, they would be opposites. That doesn't seem to make sense. Go ahead. The Pi Amrina... Okay, good. So, what's the answer? It's actually very interesting. What's the answer? It depends on Tfisas Kedusha, which probably means it depends on Zika. And he's certainly quoting the Rambam for that, which we'll get to in a second. Right? But also making it seem that this is also going to be important, that actually Kala Ola Li'ibum is a very limited halacha. It's not just that it's, that the exception, is almana, nesua, lekohen gadol, but all chayvei lavan would be the exception. Okay, so that is an important shita. What is the Rambam that he's referring to? Right, perek vav, halacha, yud. Right? The Rambam, as we know, when it comes to erva, and the Ramban, I believe, picked it up from the Rambam, right, says that Tfisas Kiddushin is the key to the exclusion of erva, yes. Not just because Einase Dohalas Asesheish Bakares, correct? Moreover, says the Rambam, what the Rambam adds, like Rashi in a way, right? Which he didn't have to add, but which he emphasizes again and again, is what? The fact of Zika. Yeah, you have it there? Or is it Perek Vav? Halacha, is it Yud? The Rambam's that we've been reading, right? But like all classics, when you read them again and again, right, you keep finding, new things. Yeah. Am I right? Is it Perek Vav?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
I say Yavama Asura al Yavama. Isur lava isur ase. Orsha isur shia. Chayzu chol etzas v'lom isur dames. V'pnei matzvicha chalitza. V'pnei shiyach v'likutim. Kol v'kdushin hopsim v'albahu. Lodahein arihim zikukot v'yam.
Yeah. And earlier, that's halakha...
Yud.
Earlier, in halakha tes, in the end of ches, it's which we spoke so much about, correct? And then in Halacha Tes, even more clearly, Ketzad?
Ketzad, Yavama Shia Erva Al Yavama, Gon Shaisa Achos Isha, O Ima O Gita, Haizu Ketur Mechalitza Na Yivam, Ve'in Lo Allah HaZika Klau, Shemar V'la Chalo,
Isha, L'Kocha Lo Li Isha,
Mishu Ila Lekuhin, Ve'Knoishin,
So the Rambam, like Rashi, emphasizes, again, didn't have to, he could have just said, he doesn't need to repeat it like every opportunity, right? It's like a drum roll, practically, the Rambam, right? The answer is he really wants you to understand the role that the Zika is what's koveya for this din, and that the Zika depends on Tfisas Kiddushin. Right? As we've discussed, is it logical that the Zika depends on Tfisas Kiddushin? Sure, it's logical. Is it Mukrach? No. Right? Because the Gemara did have a Hava Mina, which the Rambam, I believe, is trying to dismiss. That's exactly the point. That Ase Dochalos Ase Sheish Bakares, if it were true, would lead to Yibo. There would be a Zika despite Chai Bekrisis. All the things that we discussed, which either means, because if you held that way, you would think differently about Croesus, or you'd think that it was just a non-Nidcha problem, but where it is Nidcha, where there's no Iser, no Onesh, we'll call it, maybe there's also no absence of Tfisas, Kiddushin, Kaigan. Or, more intriguing, that because of the Zika of Yibum, or because of the mitzvah of Yibum, and because of the tziruf of the Yibum and the Yavama, right, the Hagdara of Tfisas Kiddushin and the Hagdara of Tfisas Yibum are different. So either way, the Habamina would have been, you know, that there's a Zika, even though there's no Tfisas Kiddushin, but maybe that's the Maskana. For the Rambam, that's certainly the Maskana. Correct? And we'll see in a moment. You have to say something like that in a minute in Shabbatari of the Gemara, if you take it seriously. I'll explain in a minute. So that's why the Rambam, anyways, Lashitaso keeps emphasizing Zika, Zika, Zika. The only thing that's hard to... So what about Ase Balav? Is that the Doraisa or Drabanan for the Rambam? Clearly, it's Doraisa, right? Yibamas Yamanam and Anasuim Yudalef Ubala Koin Godol Lo Niftaratsaratsa Sheina Seto Kolosa Se Viase Hovelo Kanator Kinim Gomer Lohutra Sarasa Lazar Ajataklots. But it's clear already in Halacha Yud, right, that what? That Ase, that while he says the Ase to Kolosa Se is, you know, there's Yibum Daraisa. You know, but that's what he's saying now. There is no Yibum Doraisa in Almana Min HaNisuin, but the Chalitza Doraisa, he equates Ase Velos Ase, meaning Almana Min HaNisuin, is equated with Chayvei Lavin, right? Min HaDin HaYashe Yisya'a, I mean, that's what he says. B'nei Ma'at Tzricha Chalitza, B'nei She'esh Ma'li Kruchen. Hovi Kiddushin Tosim Ba'arei Hein Skukos L'Yavim. This goes on. Right, hoisa hayivama asur hayivama iser lab o iser asay o hoisa shnia, all these cases, correct. So what he pulls back on is that this discrepancy applies to asay balav, right? Because min adin hayishis yav moshe yibam mitzasay b'kol makom she atamotzi asay b'lo asay yavu asay yid chalos asay av a chachamim gozru shelo yisyavmu Chai Velavim below Shnios and so on. Right? Ain't Shemitzvah, etc. Lefika Chamavar Baal, etc. But it's also perfectly clear, right, that when it comes to Ase Velos Ase, right, that's a Din D'Oraisa. Now, because there is. Now, what about the. Is there Zika in that case? Sure, because there's Lekucha Min HaTorah. Is there, you know, Zika LeYibum in that case? Or the answer is it's probably Zika LeYibum, but there's no Yibum in the Yevet, or is there? That might make it a little trickier in the Rambam. That goes back to the question of what Kinyan Gomor, right? It ain't a Kinyan Gomor, like in the case of Asay, there's a Kinyan Gomor. Right, even though there's no heter yibum, in the case of lo sase v'yase, you know, there's no kinyan gomor, but so it's in theory ase v'lo sase, you could, you know, claim, you know, that it isn't a perfect example doraisa, let's say, of chalitza, even though there's no yibum, even though it is chalitza b'lo yibum, right, but. It's chalitza, I mean, on the other level, meaning to make it clear. It's clear for the Rambam, you know, that in order for there to be chalitza d'oraisa, that you need zika. The question is that enough? Like, let's say, you know, our second point, right? Let's say there is zika, but the hafka of yibum, you know, is more fundamental. Like, would that matter, right, or not? You can say, no, we don't care. As long as there's Zika, that all the din is that there's Zika. Which is kind of what Rav Ramanahar was saying. We're not worried. We don't need to say anything beyond that. And he's quoting Rabbah. That obviously he means he's Rabbah. I'm just pointing out that from an Asay and Los Asay, it's not 100% clear. In other words, it gets you into, like, what I call the Karen Orah territory, when the Karen Orah was saying you don't really have chalitza, doraisa, you know, absent yibum, because, you know, in all those cases, you know, in avar v'yibum, lemaskana, in avar v'yibem, it would be kana, Okay, we have to see what he says about Luberis, right? So if the Ovar Vakiv would be Kana, says the Keranora, they're not really cases completely where, you know, Leliibum, in a mitzvah sibum, or Osur Liabim, right? But they're not exactly, you know, completely Mufka Leliibum. So what is the Rambam's view about that regarding Asevalah? That depends how seriously you take this Kinyan Gomor, Kinyan Miktsas, you know, what about the, you know, the Petur Tzara, you know, etc. Okay? So that remains an open question. Okay. Anyways, the Rama says what he says. It's 2 days in the Me'iri. We'll look at the language of the Me'iri a little later on. Again, this is obviously the Rama, you know, to contrast. Good. Okay. As I said, the Ramban, I'm going to stop in a few minutes. The Ramban only has this idea that maybe this is a Din Darabanan, as far as I know, only in the Hava Mina of the Gemara, not in the Maskon. So let's get that on the record, at least before we get to the how that fits in with the Ramban in Be'uberes. How does the Ramban on Chaf fit in with the Ramban on the Beis about Tanai and the Ramban about the Uberes and the Aflamed Hay? Sorry, it's complicated. I just can't help it. I feel bad now. Like I feel guilty.
No,
you know.
I'm joking.
Exciting. I know. I'm really just joking. Oh, so just to point out two things. So the Gemara here, go ahead, Yehuda, if you don't mind. The Gemara says originally, you know, we've read this Gemara 1,000 times because it's probably, again, if you have to make a list of, like, you know, the crucial Gemaras in Yavamos, definitely Daf Chaf. You know, not the only one, but, you know, it's right up there for sure. Okay? Yeah. Yeah, very quickly. Yeah. So that's the million-dollar question, right? So we know that this isn't going to be the final answer, but this is the crucial, you know, interim, you know, understanding of the Gemara. And a lot revolves around whether what happens at this line in the Gemara, you know, gets echoed lemaskana or not. So go ahead. Amar Rav Gidla Amar Rav.
Amar Rav.
Okay. So when the Gemara had Rav Gidel, this Xeris Akasu, or this Gili Milsa that teaches us this exception to the rule of Kola Ola, right? It was with regard to Chayve Laven, right? So as we noted when I was talking about the Taz and, you know, and so on, it's a little bit tricky to know whether or not to export or to apply, you know this Rav Gidel Amar Rav, you know, also, you know, beyond this, you know, one, whether it's in Aseh Balav, you know, even if it still applies. That's it. Number one, it could be that we just cut out Rav Gidel Amar Rav completely. Let me say this, because my time is running out for today. But if you cut out Rav Gidel Amar Rav completely, and let me say this, Tosus on Chaf Amud Beis, as we discussed, both with regard to Aseh Balav and Aseh, suggests that Rav Gidel Amar Rav was just, you know, switched to those cases. The Vahag says something similar, certainly about Aseh Balav. Right, so as we discussed, fine. There's some discussion, what does the Rambam think, and you need it or not? Fine. There are two other options, Lamaskana, right? One option is that you don't need Rav Gidel Amar Rav, you know, to sustain this idea, Lamaskana. That is certainly a Deya in the Ramban. The Ramban, in the Chaf Amud Beis, his first impression is that to explain that Aseh Balav is Choletzes, Velo Misyavenes, Doraisa, in other words, doesn't need Rav Gidla Marav. He can say it misvara. Don't need a Xeris HaKasuv. Inami, the second day of, that's where he quotes the Bahag and so on, is that it's a limud. And we have the first, anybody have that open? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, keep going. And then he quotes the Ein Tzorich Drasha or something like that. Is that the right line? I think I brought mine.
The Ishlim are the low sphere like Baal, Hani Drashi, Elazil Basar Taima.
Yeah.
Hasam Tafsi Kedushin, the low Paka Zika, Paka low Tafsi Kedushin, Paka Zika.
That's Misvara. And then he says Inami, and then he starts quoting the Bahag and so on. So the Ramban, the Maskana, has two deos whether or not Ase Balav require a ribui, or you could learn the Misvara, which, by the way, is consistent, I believe, with what he writes on Lamed Hayyamud Beis. The Rajba, for example, this is a little ironic in terms of their general direction, like the Rajba thinks you need Rav Gidla Marav, the only question is whether you have Rav Gidla Marav. So there are three possibilities, Lamaskar, right? One is that Rav Gidla Marav, is unnecessary, and this is Misvara, right? Number two, and it's based on Zika. Number two, or it could be based on other things too. It could be based on the relationship of Rav and Chalitza. But anyway, you don't need it's not Xeris HaKasuv, you don't need Xeris HaKasuv. Ramban goes on to say, the Gemara quotes, Kala Ola Liyibum and whatever on Daf Gimel. They don't mean it as a drasha. They mean it all as svar. Right? There's that line? Or it's Midin a Ribui. Or, like the Tshuva Sarajba, or the Rama, or the two deos, in the Meiri, and that is that it's not even true, and everything is only Drabanan. Right? Three options. But before we get to those three options, that of course is the most radical, maybe you have to say that for Rashi. Or at least the Rashi and Gimel and Daf. Before we get to that, so I just want to circle back just for one more minute, on what Rav Gidla Marav said. This is something we spoke about already. The initial Rav Gidla Marav refers to Chai Bei Lav. Right? So it's interesting to note two things. Number one, the Chiddush in Rav Gidla Marav, when it applies to Chai Bei Lav, is really about the absence of evil, not the application of Chalitza. Right? Because normally in Kol Torah Kula you would say, Ase dochalo sase. And here we're saying, that Yibum has more stringent standards. I think because of Kedusha Sisha Shal Yibum. Right? Now, once you say that, once that's true, that's very different than Rav Gidla Marav if you apply it to Maskana, because there you're not being Machmir Yibum. You're being Machmir, if anything, if you look at it in terms of Kola Ola, in terms of Chalitza. Now, is there any, I think an interesting question. Since the bigger Chiddush of Rav Gidel is on the absence of the Yibum, what does that do to the Chalitza part? Is that a Chiddush at all? Meaning, and here I think there's kind of certain kind of dialectic, that is an open question. Because on the one hand, let's compare it to what would be the status of Ase Balav at this point, right? Does the Gemara, does Rav Gidla Marav cover that too? So actually, the Ramban, just to highlight it, on Chof Amud Aleph, anybody have it open? Yeah. Ask this question. The Ramban says, good, Rav Gidla Marav's telling you about Chai Bei Lav in that there's no Yibum, but there is Chalitza. Right? But that, what are you going to say about Alman Elokein Gadol Nesua? That's an Asay in a Lav. It's not Docha the Yibum from a Kol HaTorah Kula point of view. So maybe it should be like Chai Bei Krisus. Whoa. Chayvei Krisus. Again, it doesn't last so long. You have it, Uriel? Go ahead.
Yeah.
He quotes Rav Gittel, he's working with Rav Gittel Rav about Chayvei Lavin, and then he says, however, Ika. Okay, keep going. So two things. First of all, this question alone I thought was like spectacular, even for a second, you know, just freeze it in time. Because what's Ramban really saying? The Chiddush, you might say, but don't we have, according to Rav Gittel, the phenomenon of Chalitza B'Li'ivum and Chayvei Lavin already? So, like, what's the big deal? The answer is, says the Ramban, at least in the question, right? From a Kol Torah Kula point of view, Aseh is Dochalos Aseh. So, in a way, as I said, the Chiddush of Rav Gittel is on the Yibum side. But once the Chiddush of Rav Gittel is on the Yibum side, you know, maybe that limits the Chiddush of splitting Chalitza and Yibum on the Chalitza side too. I mean, if you're going to have an exception to the din, you know, of Chalitza, you know, of Kol Ol Yibum Ol Chalitza, Kol Tzien Ol Yibum Ol Chalitza, right? So better to have that exception, you know, where there, you know, on some level there should have been a heter for Yibum too. This is the dialectic, we'll call it. Meaning it's a little bit, you know, comparable to other things that we've seen. Meaning like that Karen Ora. Meaning it you know, it's true, says the Ramban, that according to this line in Rav Gittel Amarav, im avar v'yibeim lo kana, but that's like the most artificial. In the case of ase docha lo sase v'en ase docha lo sase v'yase, you know, that's even mufka according to the dinim klolium of Kol Torah Kula. Right? So you might think that that's exactly what he's asking, right? So ase docha lo sase v'yase is like Chayvei Krisus, as opposed to ein ase docha lo sase agzeres kosov and hilchos yibum. That's not like Chayvei Krisus. So that's a distinction that he wanted to make, and then he gives two answers. So one answer is, no, come on, I mean, you know, there's Zika, because it's Tzvitzas Kiddushin, right? Inami, you're right. The Chiluk of Chalitza and Yibum will only apply to the Lav. But when you have Lav and an Aseh, the Chalitza will only be Drabanan. Aye, there is Zika. Doesn't matter. Or Tfisas Kiddushin is not Koveya Lagabe Zika of Yibum. Meaning, it's harder to create a Zika Yibum whenever there's no Heter Yibum. It's hard to know which one he's saying. But the point is that the Ramban has two deos. And according to the second deo, what he's suggesting is that we draw the line in Rav Gittel. If it's a special din in Yibum, right, then maybe there's a Zika or you know, something of that sort. And then the din you know, of chalitza makes sense. But when there's ein aseh do chalos aseh, you know, at this point in the Gemara, so maybe you would think that if there's no heter yibum, there's no zika liyibum either, even though there is, in similar circumstances, tfisas kedushin, because maybe we're more machmir, you know, in the circumstances of yibum than we are. And again, this is according, in a way, there's a certain consistency in this, because we are being more machmir, you know, anyways, in yibum. Because this is the view that says that ase dochalos ase kol Torah kula is not enough for yibum, because we're more machmir. So there we're more machmir, but there's still a zika. And then when it's on the level of kol Torah kula, right, that we're more machmir, we're even more machmir, there isn't even a zika. That's the second day of Tosis, the second day of the Ramban. But that, as far as I know, and then he repeats it again in the continuation of the same piece, this possibility that really in Ase and Lav, it's only a Drabanan. I say there's a certain inner consistency. But this is as far as I know, okay, so now the question is, you know, the Ramban has two deos, lemaskana. Maybe you don't need Rav Gidel to split between Chalitza and Yibum. It all depends on Zika, and Zika depends on Tvisas Kiddushin. Fine. Inami, right? That, no, like the Bahag, Rav Gidel applies. But what he doesn't have lemaskana is that other option, that the Chalitza is only Dirabana in Ase Balav. Right? So I just think it's interesting to think about the following, in addition to this idea that, you know, that maybe the Zika Liyibum depends on a more Komor status. That's, of course, the exact opposite of what we were saying in Ase Dochalos Ase Sheish, Ase Dochalos Ase Sheish Bakares, and in what we're going to say in one more second about the next line of the Gemara. So just give me a second. But I think there are two, you know, perspectives, you know, that are parallel opposites, as I'll explain in a second. But the point is, if you say that ein ase docha los ase the ase, let's say the maskana, and call Torah kula, right? How could that be? Could that be more of a zika than the, or how would that stack up? I'm asking. Against the perspective that ase is not dochalos ase because of the gzeras akasa of Rav Gidel. This is not for the Ramban, I'm asking in general. When the Gemara thought that the ase dochain, that there's no yibum, right, but there is chalitza, right? How does that stack up to ase balab? So in the Ramban itself, in the Halamina, what we're seeing is that Ase Balav is a bigger problem than the Gzeres HaKasuv of Ein Ase Dochalav. I mean, the universal Ein Ase Dochalos Ase V'Ase is more like Kares than, you know, Ein Ase Dochalav because of Gzeres HaKasuv and Yibo. And that makes a lot of sense. That's what we were talking about a second ago in the Ramban. However, when you think about in terms of the maskana, right, namely, you know, like do you need Exeris HaKasuv? Does Exeris HaKasuv work? You also might say the opposite. Namely, where there's a special intervention, a special Exeris HaKasuv of Rav Gidel, if Rav Gidel, like in the Havamina, that it applies to Ein Ase Docha Lav B'Yibum. So to say in that context, right, that, you know, that is more of a Hafka makes sense, because there's a particular flaw that is unique to Yibum. right? We spoke about this in terms of, I'll go back to that for a second, like in Ovar v'yiben lo kano, right? On a certain level, it's easier to say im avar v'yibeim lo kana in Rav Gidol's asei v'lav than it is to say that ein asei dochalos asei v'yasei, but im avar v'yibeim kana. Why? So we said that. I'm just repeating it now. Because even though what Ramban just said within Rav Gidol, which is asei docha, you know, los asei is one issue, But you know, the problem of ase docha los ase viase, even universally that it wouldn't work. So it's worse. It's more of a hafka. There's less of a zika. So you might think, okay, good. The maskana, you know, Rav Gidol Amarav, right, is applying, you know, or either is or isn't applying, or isn't necessary to ase v'lav. But you just plug it in. Whatever we said about the original Rav Gidol Amarav, meaning the Havamina, about which is why it was introduced, where it was introduced, namely, Ein Asei Dochalav, Hu Adin Lagabe, the Maskana, right, of, and maybe Kol Shekein, but it's not such a Kol Shekein. That's what I'm trying to point out. Because the problem of Asei Valav is a universal problem. I mean, in Kol Torah Kula, you have these clashes, you know, and that doesn't mean when you have a clash that there's no mitzvah at all, it just means you can't implement it. Maybe. Right? And it's not, the reason you can't implement it isn't necessarily a Yibum problem, it's a Kol Torah Kula problem. But in the case of Rav Gidol, where we're being mach, on the one hand, we're being machmir, where normally we would be mekil, and that's a reason to look at it, you know, as Ein Lechabal Lechidusha. On the other hand, the fact that we're being machmir, where normally we're mekil, highlights that it's a yibum problem, very specifically. Now, of course, if we're talking about the mas, that yibum problem could very well apply if there's a yibum problem for ase dochalos ase, there's a bigger yibum problem, or at least the same yibum problem plus in ein ase dochalos ase v'yase. So we're not. The Ramban was trying to say it's worse. It's like Chayvei Krisus. There's not even Chalitza. I'm taking it in the reverse now. I'm trying to figure out, both in terms of Eshasach, Imavar B'Yibem Kana, but also what impact this has, what kind of paradigm this is in terms of the compromise. Oh, there is Chalitza, but there's no Yibum. Like, how much no Yibum, you know, is there? When we're talking about Rav Gidol's even just alav, or if we're talking about Lemaskana, the universal din, Ein Asei Dochalos Asei V'Yasei. Right? The answer is, here you might make the chiluk in exactly opposite direction. So let me one final thing. Sorry to be late. Then the Gemara turns its attempt the other way, the Havamina, namely Yehuda. But by the way, which also may be related to why the Ramban doesn't think, you know, you have these same 2 days Lamaskana. He only has 2 days, doesn't have the third day of Lamaskana. But okay, let's continue. So then the Gemara says, go ahead. What about Kala Ola Liyibom? Right? So when the Gemara says Emachai Krisus, what are they suggesting? That Chai Krisus, there should be Chalitza without Yibum, correct? So that really highlights what we're saying, but plus, of before we were talking about Tzara, meaning the Gemara thought that there's Chalitza when there's no Tzvisas Kiddushin, right? The answer is either the Gemara thought that there's a separate Zika for Yibum and a separate Zika for Chalitza, and this is where we freeze frame that, or the Gemara thought, maybe a bigger chiddush even, and that is that there is zika, even if you can't implement, you know, yibum, but there's zika li yibum, even though there's no tfisas kiddushin. That's an important idea. Right. So that's what the Gemara said. The question is, what are we going back on? Emechai v'krisos. So the Gemara says, no, kol ol ibum ol lechalitza kol she'en ol ibum en ol lechalitza.
So yachi chai del avinami.
Yeah.
Ha rabbi rachmani ibum to.
So the Gemara says, Marois, I mean, they're pretty stubborn on it, is what I'm trying to say.
Misabra, chai belavin, hafsi bekidushin, chai bekrisos, lo, hafsi bekhu, bekidushin.
Right. So what does that mean, lamaskani? And that's what Ramban says, you know, his two deos, you know, do we still need Rav Gidl for anything? Right? Or we do. And that's where the others have, maybe the Rav Gidl doesn't exist. Maybe we need Rav Gidl for lav and asay and asay, or maybe we just need it for the lav and the asay, not for the asay. Right? So there are two levels. Oh. But either way, the Gemara is hava mina, which is that you can say kol ol ibum ol lechalitza kol she'en ol ibum ol lechalitza, even if there are two different zikas, right? Because that's what the Gemara was, at least 50% possibility what the Gemara was thinking about in Chai Vekrisis. That still may be true, lemaskana. Okay, so I want to pick up next, I'm sorry for going over time, but let's go on Sunday, let's talk about, especially given the Rambans and the Rajmas, to try to square a little bit some of the other Gemaras, number one, go through them, but also especially the Ramban of the Rajba and Tanai, the Ramban of the Rajba, you know, and so on Beres, and Chai Ve'Yaseh V'Lav and Noderes, you know, and the other cases that come up, to see if we can find, again, these middle positions.